Welcome to the 157th episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee. As usual, I'm joined by Quizmaster Mark Davis.
I'm hollering 157 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Whoa, not here. We're about to record a podcast, my friend.
Well, you know, sometimes.
Maybe later. We'll see how the podcast episode goes.
Might make it for a good episode. I don't think those people that like mouth noise or hate mouth noises would like it very much.
I think there's a sketch on Eminem's first album like that. Anyways, we have some guests here.
Oh.
Some favorites.
Redheads, to be sure.
Are they fan favorites? We don't care. They're favorites of ours. We have Seth and Eric joining us once again.
Hello, hello, hello.
good luck editing that down.
Oh, I got the limiter on. Don't worry. Okay. I got the limiter on. We're good.
Did I clip that shit? Limiter. Has that shit been clipped?
It's been clipped. Welcome. Welcome, y'all. Thanks for joining us again on the No-No. It's great to have you. Seth, we recently had you on for our All Rate My Question episode.
Mm-hmm.
150.
Mm-hmm. I was in the sesquicentennial.
Yeah, thanks for doing that with us. Yes. And Eric, our listeners might remember from Gingerpalooza, which I think we just had the 2-year anniversary of that episode.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so go back and check that out if you want a refresher.
Gingerpalooza.
And Eric is also on several bonus episodes, including a Big Lebowski trivia audio track, which I mentioned last week because I thought we were talking about the Big Lebowski instead of Dude, Where's My Car, which was what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. The Renault. So thank you so much for joining us, y'all.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
You know, we completely missed our 3-year anniversary.
What?
You didn't
miss it.
Isn't
this it?
No,
this is it.
It was 156.
Huh? 156.
156? Yeah. Why?
52.
Uh-huh.
104. 156.
Mm-hmm. But time-wise, I think our first episode came out the week of July 4th. And this episode is debuting the week of July 4th. So I feel good. I feel like we're going to go ahead and give ourselves a happy 3-year anniversary right now.
Oh my God. Can you believe it? 3 years we've been able to stand each other, Lee.
That's crazy. I mean, I knew we had it in us, honestly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This has been great. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the journey. If you have any like favorite moments or favorite episodes, we'd love to hear it. I don't know if this is a podcast where people have favorite episodes because I feel like every episode we cover so much that it's like 20 mini episodes in
best
an episode.
Questions or like best successes, yes, but
let
best
us know.
Episode, I don't know.
Yeah,
every year, every time that we get close to one of these milestones, Lee and I kind of do this. Should we do like a best of thing? Should we do a thing like that?
Yeah,
and then we're like, we don't want to do all that work.
It's a lot of work.
Let's just do another episode.
It's way
don't you
easier
realize
just to
that we spend the week writing questions.
Yeah,
exactly. Getting ready for all this shit.
Give me goddamn break.
That would be like a month long. Like,
hey, give me a fucking
process.
Break, huh?
You got to get one of those fans that are like super fans, and they're totally like, okay, in episode number 142, Mark clearly stated this question twice already.
I don't know if we have anyone like that that listens.
I think
to
it's
us.
Me.
As close as you get.
But yeah, I don't know. Somewhere out there, you're there, fan. You're the knowledgeable fan. We know you're listening.
Thank you. Out there.
All right. We have several questions lined up for you listeners quiz today. Several questions, as we were discussing. Mark, if you want to just take a second and tell the humorous story.
Yes, I'd love to. This is
before we start recording.
Piggybacked on another funny story, but there was, when I worked in the mall, one of my employees, his friend came to visit him, and he had a homemade shirt that said something like, you know, oh, we're the best class, you know, class of 2000, whatever.
Graduation
the best
shirt.
Class. Yeah, like a graduation shirt. And on the back, they wrote, any questions with a question mark. But the ends were both M's. They put an extra hump. So it said Amy Questions.
Amy Questions.
Amy Questions.
Amy Questions.
Day, Amy whenever questions. Someone says Amy Questions, I go Amy Questions. Just like when I see people write Do It, I remember being with my friend. And they had a phone line where you could call and have phone sex. And the number was like 1-888-376. Do it. And they wouldn't put a space, so it just said Doit, and I'd be like, call one, 888-347-DOIT.
DOIT.
DOIT!
Yeah, there you go.
That's the sound
come
of the
all over his harmonicas. That's the joke you should have used.
Fair enough.
Why is DOIT all over our bill?
All right. Before we get to our quiz, how about we
you
go over...
You spent $120 on DOIT?
Our weekly wrap-up.
DOIT keeps showing up.
Yes.
Okay.
My apologies to the jazz band. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're killing it, aren't they? It sounds great.
They sound fantastic.
Yeah. God damn,
they're on so Wednesday at Pointy Bell Brewing Company for quiz 329, we asked questions about movies, classic cars, 80s music, U.S. history, 90s Nickelodeon shows, and more. The Bill Cosby defense team came in third place on our quiz with 68 points. They won one of the rounds, and I said, I would congratulate you, but, well, you know.
Yeah.
Wicked Bad Bitches and Hombres in second with 81 points. And Benther Amanbee with the victory. First time victors earning 107 points.
Can you say that name again?
Benther Amanbee.
What the fuck is that?
I think it is a combination of their, like, portmanteau of their names. That's okay. My guess. I didn't ask them.
Okay.
I just accepted it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just your job to accept it.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. But you know what? If I see them again, I'll ask them.
Okay.
You know? But I think that's what it is.
Shoot me a text.
On Thursday, we were back at Ollie's Pub for quiz number 330. We asked questions about Greek gods, record labels, psychology, chemistry, goth music, indie comics, and more. In third place, the team The Leftovers with 70 points, Raindrop in second with 83 points, and the Shiba Inu Illuminati with a third consecutive win and our 10th highest score ever. Jesus. Winning quiz number 330 with 127 points. Congratulations to them on that. Mark, how did your trivia go at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday evening?
This is going to take a minute. I have the thing up, but I have to remember who won. The first round was won by our very own Seth with the team name I Just Rums Farted.
Surprise, surprise. Seth won trivia again.
No, stop. I didn't win the whole thing.
Rums fart in poop.
Yes, runs fart and poop.
The second round went to the Elise. Sloths, I think, with 45 points.
No,
the
Sloths?
The Sloths.
Oh, she was on Zoom, I think, yeah.
Oh.
But the whole night was won by what team, Seth?
Some kids back in the corner that were very enthusiastic.
Oh,
and loud.
Yes. My friend Genesis, who's from here, came here to get married.
Oh.
And she was on a team called...
Say I'm sorry.
Oh, Genesis.
Genesis,
okay,
yeah.
Oh, Las Cucarachas.
Oh, that's what they were.
72 points winning. She's here for her wedding.
Congratulations and her friends, yes. On that and there your you victory.
Go. I don't know if she'll ever listen. I'll have to tell her. Hi, Genesis. It was good seeing you. I'm glad you had two weddings and they seemed wonderful.
Right on.
There you go.
I should have seen it call in the air that night, but I didn't. I was, yeah.
Very exciting week, and if you want to join us, you have a few opportunities to do so in the coming weeks. First, tonight, Monday, July 5th, we're back on Twitch with another mega quiz based on your category requests. Join us for a 90-minute general knowledge multiple choice quiz, which will include audio and visual rounds. That's tonight, Monday, July 5th, at twitch.tv/nononsensetrivia. This Wednesday, July 7th, we're at Point Ebel Brewing Company in Fort Myers, Florida for our 331st pub quiz. We'll be asking questions based on our players' category requests. Join us for your opportunity to win some free beer and suggest categories for next week's quiz. That's at Point Ebel Brewing Company Wednesday, July 7th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And we're off at Ollie's Pub in Cape Coral for the next couple of weeks, but we will return there Thursday, July 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for another no-nonsense trivia challenge in the Cape. We hope you can join us then. And, of course, every week in Cape Coral, you can play Mark's Trivia on Wednesdays at Nice Guys Pizza or on Zoom starting at 8 p.m. And please don't forget to follow No-Nonsense Trivia on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. And join us on our Discord server to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us,
won't you?
Sound like the Blind Boys of Alabama. All right. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be right
back. Guys, I can't see.
I can't see.
One. Guys, I can't see.
He can't see.
No, no, we sound like them. We just sound like them.
You're missing it. Why can't you see?
I can't see.
You got your eyes closed.
All right, I'm lost now.
It's old Three Stooges reference. Sorry, man.
Oh, okay.
Got some editing to do.
All right. Seth, we'll see if Seth's trivia all comes from the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
It comes from the 20s.
The 20s.
From my vaudeville act.
We'll be back in just a moment. All right.
Don't tell me you've never seen that. I can't see. I can't see. What's wrong? No. I got my eyes closed.
It sounds vaguely familiar now that you mentioned it.
It was a running joke on the Three Stooges.
Okay.
Curly would go, I can't see. I can't see. And then go, what's wrong? I got my eyes closed. I gotta take a whiz.
Random.
Yeah. Wise guy, eh?
All right, we're back to kick off our first round. I have a very simple question of quantum physics for you guys.
Hit me, Chopra.
Best known for a thought experiment, which Austrian-Irish physicist won the Nobel Prize in 1933 for his pioneering work in quantum mechanics?
Uh-oh.
There's something quantum going on behind us.
Kylian will lay down with her arms over her chest like she's a vampire. And as soon as we hit play, her eyes go boing.
And I am awoken.
She gets up, turns into part cat, and just knocks shit over.
Where's the lie? Best known for a thought experiment, which Austrian-Irish physicist won the Nobel Prize in 1933 for his pioneering work in quantum mechanics?
Say that beginning part. Best known for
a thought experiment, which Austrian-Irish physicist won the Nobel Prize in 1933 for his pioneering work in quantum mechanics?
Austrian-Irish sounds like such a fucked
up
fucked up accent. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Imagine Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
I'm Bullseye, eh?
Get to the chopper!
He sounded like Ivan Drago.
If he dies, he dies.
So you cooked up a story and dropped us in a meat grinder.
Don't worry.
What do you like?
This sounds like Brian O'Halloran from
Irish.
Not even supposed to be
Austrian
here today.
Physicist. Thought experiment.
What would the thought experiment? Like could Pavlov it be Oppenheimer? Robert Oppenheimer. Well,
is he American?
No, I think he was, in fact, German or Austrian. One or the other. Or from one of the German-speaking parts of Europe. And he was, I suppose he was a physicist, and he was involved in nuclear, work.
Well, I think this, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question.
You do?
Yeah, because, the answer to the question could either be answered or not answered. Until we find out what the answer is.
Jesus Christ, bro. Sometimes you say shit that just... I'm in no position to think about this.
That was a hint. I'm pretty sure... I'm about 90% sure it's Schrodinger. I don't know. That is a thought experiment. It is about quantum mechanics.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's Austrian Irish or
Schrodinger is definitely German Austrian.
Yeah,
we're gonna say Dr. something Schrodinger.
Yes.
Hey,
that's correct.
Way to go,
Eric! You picked up right on it. Eric. Yes, known for the thought experiment. Quantum mechanics.
The whole time I was talking about Oppenheimer, I was like, it wasn't really a thought experiment.
It is, though. Because he doesn't actually put a cat in a box with
the
poison.
I said the whole time I was talking about Oppenheimer.
Oh.
I was like, wasn't a thought experiment.
Yeah, motherfuckers wish it was a thought experiment.
Right, yeah, that's a different...
I wish it got left in
Now,
that.
Lee,
that's true.
You've done it to me in the past. Now it's my turn to do it to you.
I know where this is
going. I have a couple questions that Seth won't be able to answer because he was at my trivia on Wednesday. So you're not going to have Seth today.
What is this? After last week with Mike and Abby, you're putting me out now?
Yeah, because you put me out a couple
kind of
times.
War?
No.
This seems like war.
There's no more war after today.
I already saw him pull out the glove and strike you with it.
Lee, there's no more war after today, he says.
I'm here with you.
Thank you.
I'm here with you. We'll
kinemortophobia. Kinemortophobia. K-I-N-E MORTOPHOBIA is a fear of what popular horror movie subject?
Okay. And my silence starts now.
Okay. Silence is golden.
We need to ask more questions like this. So,
what horror movie trope? Is that what you said?
So,
how did I word it?
Kinemortophobia?
Yes. Horror movie subject.
Mort means death, or
and kinna means action.
To do, yeah, I think more typically, though, more specifically, it has to do not necessarily with death, but dead bodies.
Okay.
I think.
So zombies?
Like mortician, mortuary, versus moving necro. Dead.
Kinemort. Moving dead.
Oh, yeah.
Zombies.
Zombies, yeah.
It's got to be zombies,
I like
right?
that. I like that. Yep. I've never heard that. I'm a pretty big fan of the genre. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that, but I mean, it's not.
I mean,
it
a
comes
fear
up.
Of zombies. Like people, you love the zombie movies, so nobody's got kinemortophobia.
Exactly.
Around you.
Yeah,
they're not going near the zombie movies.
Actually, I know a guy who actually loved zombie movies, but he had a huge fear of them.
Oh yeah,
and he had like a plan. He's like, oh, when zombies attack, I already know what island I'm moving to.
Oh, he's a prepper.
Yeah.
Oh, a zombie prepper.
He's like, I already know where I got weapons stashed. Like I've Jim got Baker. Supplies ready. He's like,
stay on his good side.
Yeah. Well, he lives in Toronto or somewhere in Canada now. He's a
so if the designer. Shit goes down, you have like the road level journey to make to his place. That's your beacon point. Like
yeah,
your safe house?
That'll be my trek across America. Mm-hmm. That'll be my own private zombie post-apocalyptic road trip movie about me going from Florida to Vancouver. I think that's where he's at right now.
Well, that's good because I have no plan. So yeah. I'm following you.
Oh, no, I'm going to die. If there was a real apocalypse, I don't think I would last very long. 10 years ago, I would have been like, fuck yeah, let's do this, man.
That's why I was saying stay on that guy's good side, because he seems like the type that would be like, I'm sorry, Eric.
I'd be the guy.
I'd
be the guy who like trains the young kids and then dies tragically at the end of the story. And then, you know, that
that's
be
very
me.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't last very long.
Your death would mean something. It would have value.
I would hope so. Yeah. I mean, isn't
unless
that what
they
we
were
all
like,
want, really?
Oh, man, I can't believe you just like ate it like that. Oh, well, let's like. Mm-hmm. Let's just become zombies too. You're like, wait, no,
that's
I
not,
trained you.
That's not the lessons I taught you.
Let's go with it. Let's go with zombies.
Zombies is correct.
Zombie.
Now, Seth, how did you do on that question?
I got that question correct. Yeah, right. I did.
Because I did feel like we were competing with you a little bit on that one.
Oh, no.
Since you weren't participating.
No, I participated.
I wanted to know, you know, okay, so we're...
Participated.
We're, so is every question's going to be like that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, so that's
sorry,
why you
Seth.
That's why you called Seth in.
Seth was
just
so
to, like, rub it in my face.
No, actually, I thought about it afterwards, and I was like, I don't have time to write questions. I'm going to go ahead, and you've done it with Kylie and with me for a number of times, Lee. You've done it.
He's calling your shit out.
And he says the war is over after this. It's very
on my end.
Okay.
On my end.
Okay, not on mine.
Not on mine.
Wait, there's a war?
I'm going to start asking questions no one can answer. They won't make sense. What is a butterfly has worth?
You wait for the questions. My questions, I'm going to write them with the ferocity of a pitbull's jaws. I'm just going to lock onto these questions and
he's
not give up.
He's
going to
hit you with some Anthony Kiedis stream of consciousness questions.
Yabba dabba dabba do now.
Book cut.
Suckerfish in my dish. How many pieces do you wish? Someone fucking hit Anthony Kiedis in the brain with a cattle prod. Please.
And if you missed it, folks, check out the new episode of Lyrics to Go with Mark and Seth. By the way, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Great
don't
episode.
Listen to it. Stop. Just don't. It's going to ruin so many bands for you.
Lee's like, what are you doing?
Trying to promote your podcast here. You're like, don't listen
to
it.
But I understand where Mark's coming from.
This is reverse psychology. I'm telling people, this will be so effective.
Yes. Don't listen to me. Listen to Mark.
Steer away. Oh, my God. It's so horrifying.
Go to Wendy's. Don't listen to Lyrics to Go.
Okay.
That's one way to cut a promo.
Okay. In celebration, you have inspired me to write a question on the fly.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Cool. In inspiration of your guys' podcast.
God damn it. I love this guy.
Okay.
This man. So, is he asking another question now?
I thought I was. Yeah. I thought it was my turn. You said it was this.
Oh, yeah. You're right. We haven't even gotten to you. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
oof.
What?
I'm okay.
What 1986 movie starring Josh Brolin featured Red Hot Chili Peppers in the movie as a musical act?
I think I know this.
86.
1986. You would not...
Starring Josh Brolin.
Yeah. I just had to look it up for the year.
You mean starring? He's in the lead role? Or is he a featured?
He is the lead character. I didn't even know he was in it until I looked, and because I was looking up the year up on IMDb, and then it said Josh Brolin.
Well, let's suss here.
What are you thinking, Seth?
Well, there's another movie that features the Red Hot Chili Peppers that's really overlooked. It was called Tough Guys. It had Burt Lancaster and Kurt, what's his name? Michael, Kirk Douglas. And it was two guys that got out of jail and they were like trying to readjust. And these girls that they met took them to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. Mm. And I remember seeing that. And that was around 1986, but that didn't have Josh Brolin in it.
Are you sure?
No, the lead characters in that movie were Burt Lancaster and Kirk Douglas. So I know that for a fact. But we have to think, what movies was Josh Brolin in around 1986?
Well, I have no idea.
One would be...
Stand By Me.
No, he was not in that.
He wasn't?
No, he wasn't in that. One would
be... Outsiders.
Ralph Macchio.
He wasn't in that either. Really? No.
Rivers Cuomo.
Yes, he was in that. That was the body they touched. Which, you know. Rivers Phoenix. No, the one movie that Josh Brolin was in was Goonies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, no
Chili Peppers.
No Chili Peppers in that. And the other one.
When did that come? Hold on. When did that come out?
That was either it was 85, 86, 87. It was somewhere around then.
So it would be, he would have been that old.
Yeah. He would have been a fucking My only kid. Guess would be, he was
what
in
about
a
Flight of the Navigator. Who's the kid in Flight of the Navigator?
It wasn't Josh Brolin.
No, he's been in stuff recently. Yeah. I forget his name, but he's been in something.
No, I think that Josh Brolin was in a BMX movie called Rad.
Oh.
And I think that might be it.
That is good.
And that was like 1986 or something like that.
Rad?
That's the best I can come up with.
I have no better guess.
We're going to say Rad.
Oh. All right.
The movie is
Thrashin'.
And it wasn't BMX. Bonnie it was McMurray. Skateboards, not BMX.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sorry. And he wasn't in Rad. He was in That's
Fuzzy Mind Palace.
That's Goonies right. was his first Mind. Movie.
Was it really?
Yep.
Wow.
Damn.
What year did that come out? 85?
Stand by me. I don't
know. No, he was not in Stand by Me. I know that for a fact.
I thought he was in The Outsiders. That's why I said The Outsiders.
I think I could tell you everybody that's in Stand by Me. That had Kiefer Sutherland, Rivers Phoenix.
Rivers
it
Cuomo.
Had Corey Feldman, Rivers Cuomo.
It's River Phoenix. Not
I know.
Rivers
I'm
Phoenix.
Sorry. River, I said I'm Rivers. So sorry. River.
Oh, Jerry O'Connell. That's
Jerry O'Connell.
I was confusing him with Jerry O'Connell.
Will Wheaton was in it.
Show me the money, right, Jerry O'Connell? Show me the money.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr.
But is Jerry O'Connell?
No.
What's in that movie?
He's
Jerry Maguire.
That's Jerry. Yeah.
He's in that movie, I think, though. Isn't
That's
he?
What I was, is he?
Isn't that what they said in Stand By Me? Show me the money!
Yes!
Isn't that where, like,
with
they
the leeches?
Looked at, yeah, they looked and they pulled the leech off his balls and looked at the leech and said,
Show me the money! Show me the money!
Show me the money!
I think Jerry O'Connell is in Jerry Maguire, though, I think.
Okay.
He pulled a gun at that guy and went, show me the money!
He plays an athlete in something.
There's a lot of cameos similar. In the movie.
Yeah.
God, I knew it was like an extreme sport movie.
I remember watching that movie and being so... It got me into skating for like 3 months.
I even remember Thrashing. It was the Ramp Locals versus the Daggers.
Yes,
I remember that.
He was a new kid that came into town.
That's right.
And it was Romeo and Juliet thing.
And they burned their ramp.
Yeah.
Remember that? They burned their ramp. And I knew that.
And they had that jousting in the LA River.
Yes.
And they were going back and they're like, no, don't do it. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, and yeah. they like hit him with like chains or something. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then Javier Bardem tried to kill him.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him. No, stop it. Old country for
no country for thrashing.
Old Seth. All right. All right.
This fucking episode is going to be fucking 8 years long. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. This guy was born in Regina. I like saying Regina.
This guy.
Regina, Saskatchewan, in 1926, and has appeared in multiple Abram Zucker films. He passed away in 2010 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where he is also buried. His headstone reads simply, "Let her rip." Who is he?
My guess, Leslie Nielsen. He's been in a bunch of Abram Zucker movies, right?
Mm-hmm. And he loved to use the fart jokes in his interviews. He would have a fart machine.
Exactly. Yeah. Who was that with? There's like a clip of him. Did he do that on multiple shows?
I know there's at least one. I don't know if it seems like something that he would do.
Conan O'Brien. Yeah. No, I've definitely seen a clip of him doing it. Oh, it's David Letterman.
Okay.
It was there's a clip of him and Letterman, and he's got a fart machine, and he doesn't, you know, he's not acknowledging it.
Yeah.
And Letterman is just playing Stone Cold, you know, along like, what was that noise?
So he's definitely done that multiple times, because I saw him do it on a press junket for one of his last movies, and he was just talking
like that word.
So how fitting of a phrase, let her rip, to be on his tombstone, right?
Yeah. We're going to say Leslie Nielsen.
Nice beaver. You're correct.
Surely you're joking.
I am joking. I'm not joking, and stop calling me Shirley.
Rumsfart and poop, right?
Rumsfart, yes. Rumsfart and poop.
Yes. Do you have vanilla ice cream here?
Oh yeah. We're gonna take a cobbler break in between rounds two and three.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yeah, and then we can warm that up. Kyle made cobbler, so we can warm up the cobbler and then put a scoop of ice cream. But first, I have a movies question now for you all. What two sci-fi movies, now considered classics, faced overwhelming criticism when they were released on the same day, June 25th, 1982?
Okay.
These are two movies that are now considered classics, but if you read the reviews, they came out on the same day, June 25th, 1982. Mostly negative reviews for one and mixed reviews for the other.
E.T.?
Two sci-fi movies.
E.T. came out in 1982, but I think that was pretty much...
Yeah, everyone loved it.
They loved it. I think it was critically acclaimed.
Yeah. I mean, Spielberg. Yeah, Spielberg was like...
By that time, he had kind of...
What do you think is going through Lee's mind right now if E.T. was one of them and he's sitting there going...
Uh-oh. So we need to have both movies or one of them?
Revenge.
Both movies.
Oh, wow.
Now, I was going to give you the directors, but Mark's been such a little pain in the butt this episode. I don't feel like it should be kind.
But I'm cute.
I'm going to give you the directors.
Okay, go ahead.
John Carpenter and Ridley Scott.
Okay. Okay.
Blade
Runner? The year? Blade Runner's one.
Oh, no. Thing. Or not Thing. Was
yes.
It?
Yes, Blade Runner and Thing both came out in 82. And Blade Runner is
Ridley Scott.
Yep. And John Ridley Carpenter and I'm sorry.
He's like, fuck.
That's it. Those are it. I'm like, they both came out in 82.
I don't think that we would have gotten it without the directors. Wow. Because there's so many I was thinking Caddyshack, but that was like 80.
Oh, I did sci-fi. Say sci-fi.
Oh, you did say sci-fi.
What are you talking about?
Sci-fi with a gopher. Caddyshack is a sci-fi movie.
We'll have to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah.
Those 3 years, 79 to 83, were just fucking excellent years for sci-fi movies.
It was a good transition period.
Indeed. Yeah. I don't know how I could write a middle version of that question. You know, the directors make it maybe, I don't know if it's too easy. Like, this is like, you know, somebody that likes sci-fi movies on the team.
I think it's a good difficulty.
Yeah, I do too.
I was far from getting that answer without stuff.
Well, you got to think. I mean,
we're both sci-fi fans.
Exactly. Well, and 1982, I was very aware of those movies.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sheila Benson from the Los Angeles Times called it Blade Crawler. And Pat Berman in the State and Columbia Record described it as science fiction pornography.
Oh yeah,
that's just it is a couple.
It sounds cool. It is a pretty slow movie, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, Blade Runner is a pretty. It's one of those like, you know, navel gazing sort of like, you know, all right, we get it. But it's I still enjoy it, but it's still a pretty slow movie.
Yeah, the reviews for The Thing were even worse. Cinefantastique printed an issue with The Thing on its cover asking, is this the most hated movie of all time?
Fuck no.
Some reviewers called it quintessential moron movie of the 80s, instant junk, wretched excess, a cold and sterile.
That's what your mom said.
Exactly.
Your mom's a waste.
Side trivia, that is actually a remake of a 1960...
The Thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Made in Mexico called El Thing.
Mexico?
Mexico. That's what I call mezcal.
I had to wipe firm because some stuff got on my Mexicals.
All right, here's your last question of the first round. What medical procedure do the Germans call Kaiserschnitt? What medical procedure do the Germans call Kaiserschnitt? KEISERSCHNITT.
What is a Kaiser? Kaiser is like the head of state, right?
You can't ask me this stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll be over here playing with my Mexicals.
I'm thinking, I don't know. Yeah, the first thing that came to mind was vasectomy for some reason. Mm. I don't know why.
I had a similar idea, but a different answer.
But they would just call it vasectomy. You know what I mean? Because it's a vasectomy is
it's a Latin.
It's a medical term, and all medical terms are basically universal. That's like the whole part of the reason why they use Latin is because it's a,
right.
It's a, you know.
But what if it's like, Mark is asking for a colloquial term.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a circumcision. So I was thinking like cut the head, you know, Kaiserschnitt.
Schnitt.
Kaiserschnitt.
Uh-huh.
Isn't like a schnitzel like a cutlet?
Kaiser.
Like a pork cutlet?
Kaiser, well, there's a Kaiser roll.
If you got beef, then bring a cutlet.
I'm thinking like a Kaiser. Isn't a Kaiser like a political like position as well? Like the Kaiser is like the head of a state or something?
Yeah, Kaiser is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that is like, so a Kaiser schnitt, maybe it's like
you
a...
Snip the dip.
I mean, it could also be like
Robin Hood men tights.
It could also be something like, I mean, it could be like killing a state or firing.
Well, he said medical procedure.
Oh, he did say medical procedure. Well, I mean, if done correctly, it could be a medical. I mean, if you like medically removed somebody's head,
that's a stretch.
You know? I love that logic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a stretch.
Where's Dr. Kevorkian?
I was thinking, you know what? Maybe I should be a little like flexible with my answer here, but I'm feeling Eric circumcision becomes a doctor still.
Trying to perform the first head transplant.
Whoops. So yeah, medical. Yeah, Kaiserschnitt. Yeah, circumcision sounds good. I mean, Schnitt sounds. Yeah, Kaiser. I don't know what a Kaiser is other than.
I'm basing this on Kaiser being the like, you know, a some kind of position of authority.
It's a role. Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's just a name.
Schnitt, like I thought it was like a czar, like a Russian czar Kaiser. Or something like that. The Kaiser, the czar.
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that. And then Schnitt off of schnitzel, it's a pork cutlet that's fried. Yeah. So it's like a cut of meat.
Yeah,
head cut.
Rye or the
it could be something that's not like
that. White. Makes familiar. That
if
seems,
you want,
it could be they do that a lot. Like in sorry, we were talking over you guys.
Yeah,
rudely no, talking over you guys.
No,
sorry,
I have go ahead.
I do too.
I had to think. I had to get that Weird Al song.
I love this that he can't suss and you guys are just doing your own thing. It's great.
I'm trying my hardest to keep my mouth shut. I really am. But you know me.
Yeah, I was listening to some Weird Al.
It's really the best case scenario when you can invite somebody onto a podcast and then they're not allowed to talk. That's like the best case scenario, basically.
You've done this very thing to me, and now you know how I feel.
I'll do it again.
You'll do it again. Damn it!
Circumcision.
Circumcision sounds great.
Circumcision.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. And for the record, Kaiser is the German word for emperor. While we're talking,
about. So you're on the right track.
The correct answer is a cesarean section.
Mm,
a C-section.
Okay.
C-section.
The Kaiserschnitt.
The Emperor Schnitt.
Schnitt must mean cut or something along those lines.
Maybe.
Okay. Mm. that is our first round.
Oh, and what a glorious round it was.
I enjoyed it.
It was all right. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with some no notes. I don't think we have miscorrections. Do you have any miscorrections?
No, none.
You guys just got some no notes.
Point.
Yeah, no notes when we get back. We're back, and it's time for a remastered and remixed Missed Corrections No Notes theme from David Holbrook.
Ooh. David Holbrook.
Times three.
David Holbrook. David Holbrook.
Missed Corrections.
No, no, no.
That sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, it sounds exactly the same.
It sounds the same, but it is titled Missed Corrections Version 2 Electric Boogaloo, and we have a little note here. David. David writes, finally got my hands on a decent mixer, so naturally the first thing I did was re-record the theme I sent you guys a while back. I know y'all don't use these as much now that you're back to recording in person, but I had to do this to vindicate myself from that compressed nightmare I sent last time. David Holbrook, David Holbrook, David Holbrook.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah, I mean, it sounds, you know,
I get that.
A bit better here, but it will be put through our compression, whittled down to like a 96 kilobit file.
Yeah, but it won't be a compression of a compression.
Right.
It'll be just slightly less compressed of the compression.
And we love that little attention to detail. Yeah. So thank you, David Holbrook, David Holbrook, David Holbrook. Mm-hmm. Mark, I heard from Amanda this week. Left to Sanity came out to Ollie's Pub, and she did not like your rating. She told me that your rating gets a green from her. She rated your rating.
She said it's
a green rating, a B is a green.
Are you okay?
If you do not remember, blue was the highest you could get, green the lowest.
Yeah. Was that on okay Diablo? With that?
She said you give everything an A. And I was like, yeah, but I'm trying to be a little bit harder. And plus, it was a really hard question.
Yes.
So,
yep. I'm that sorry. That was the saxophone Dr. Teeth band member.
Oh, yes. Amanda, Zoot. I hope you can forgive me.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to write us with a missed correction, a rate my question, or even just a little no note, you can write to us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Call us at 1-929-356-6966. Or find us on social media. Mark, will you please kick off round two with a trivia question?
Was that the no note? The no note was just that simply, I don't like.
And we heard from David Holbrook with a new theme.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a very tiny segment today.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it was very succinct.
Succinct.
Mark?
Are we ready?
Yes.
We are.
My body is ready.
What fruit is a hybrid of a mandarin and a pomelo? What fruit?
Does he have diarrhea or something?
Is a hybrid.
Oh, there he is.
Lee left for just a second, and now he's back.
And a pomelo.
A mandarin and a pomelo.
Mandelplo.
Do you think it's a
plomodrin?
Do you think it's a a portmanteaued name?
No, I don't really. No. I was just trying to be funny.
What is a pomelo? A mandarin is an orange.
Yep.
Tiny little orange.
Yeah, a little tiny orange.
Little it's sweet salads. Guy.
I wonder if they're Asian, if they're Chinese with the name Mandarin, or if it's just sort of a
anachronistic thing. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Mandarin. Pardon me? Ooh, a cold one.
Cracking open a cold one. I'm drinking hard seltzers tonight.
That's the sound of something cracking.
Cracking lacking.
Release the Kraken. I've got the Coney? Kona, not Coney. Coney 2010.
Oh, no.
2012.
Whatever happened to him? Do you think he's still alive?
I don't know. I haven't followed that. The guy that made that documentary.
No, yeah, he went insane.
Had a breakdown, right? Yeah. A public breakdown?
Yeah.
Public freakout?
Wackity San Diego?
Wackity, 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 whack. Schmackity. Sorry. Tropical Prunt. Prunch. Tropical Prunch.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to set this down. Anyways, back to the topic at hand.
Mandarin and pomelo. Pomelo?
Pomelo.
Pomelo. Pomelo. I don't know what a pomelo. Pomelo. Pomelo.
Is it bigger than a Mandarin Orange? Probably.
I don't even know. I've never
Tangerine?
I don't even know.
No?
I knew this one girl.
Mm-hmm. Tangerine. She
always, always changing the color of her hair.
I was looking up Coney to find information about him.
Oh.
And there were two options. And I was like, which one is him? There's one Joseph Coney, one Coney Ealy. It's like, Coney Ealy sounds like it's probably it. And it says American football player. And I was like, And then Joseph Coney says, in Ugandan guerrilla leader. I was like, oh, that's him.
Yeah, that's him. The war
Joey
leader.
Joey Coney.
Is he dead?
No.
Oh, son of a bitch.
They say he's likely born in 1961. They don't even have a... actual
what if he was like a really nice guy and everybody's just got the wrong idea? He's like a nice warlord.
I don't know.
Anyways, Tangerine Pomelo. Tangerine Pomelo.
Is a pomelo like another type of orange?
I would have to be.
Yeah.
Is this a type, not like a brand?
A type of fruit. Yeah.
A type of fruit.
A type of fruit.
What fruit?
A citrus fruit. I'm going to assume because I don't know
what a pomelo is. That's the hard, that's pomelo, the crux of
yeah.
it. But yeah, it's got to have some citrus in there. If there's a
tangerines,
mandarin.
They're so common that I would think that we would know that, wouldn't it? I mean, like a pomelo.
In 2017, Ugandan and U.S. military forces ended their hunt for Coney and his group, with a Ugandan spokesperson stating that, quote, the LRA no longer poses a threat to us as Uganda. Sick burn.
Oh.
At that time, his force was estimated to have shrunk to around 100 soldiers.
Yep. This podcast is brought to you by ADHD. Not an ad.
I was going to cut the seltzer thing out, but now I got to leave it in because of all this Coney stuff. Tropical Punch.
Tropical
the tangerine.
Tangerine. What are some citrus fruits?
Tangerine.
Kiwi.
Kiwi citrus? Mm,
no, it's not. No, it might be a citrus lemon, technically, lime. But
mango.
No, because it's a citrus. I mean, tangerines are citrus.
Yeah.
So I don't see them being able to like combine a non-citrus fruit with something like an apple or a pear or.
So what if the thought was these mandarin oranges are great, but they're so small.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be slightly bigger, but not as big as oranges.
Because
mm-hmm. those can get big.
There's navel oranges. Tangerine's the only thing, yeah. Man. I mean, that's the only thing we got. That's all I got.
Tangerine!
I'll take it.
Yes.
The correct answer is an orange. But under the tangerine...
Wait, what?
It is tangerine is a type of orange.
So okay.
Can I hear the question again? I'm confused by that answer. A mandarin orange and a pomelo make an orange?
I didn't
orange?
Say a mandarin orange. I said a mandarin.
Oh, a mandarin.
Or did I? What the hell did I say? Yeah, a hybrid of a mandarin and a pomelo.
Is this a normal orange?
I guess a mandarin orange comes from a mandarin.
What is a mandarin? I thought a mandarin
mandarin is a mandarin orange. We just call it a mandarin orange because we're dumb Americans.
Yeah, I guess they're
oh, so it's like, let's take these little things and pump them up.
Yeah, and then we're like, oh, what is that? That's a mandarin. What's a mandarin? Oh, it's like an orange. Oh, so a mandarin orange. Got it. Let's just stick them next to the oranges. Sounds good.
Mandarin oranges, also known as mandarins or mandarines, are citrus fruits in the same family as oranges, lemons, limes, and grapefruit.
Oh, mandarins
are smaller and oblate, unlike the spherical common oranges. The taste is considered less sour as well as sweeter and stronger.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Lee? Sorry. Yes.
Sorry.
I lost my document. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Here we are. Retro computers is my first question of round two for you guys. What retro computer by Commodore shipped in 1985 with a 7 megahertz Motorola 68000 CPU and a 256 to 512 kilobits of RAM.
Wow.
Wow.
Expandable up to 8 megabytes.
What? Damn, 8
megs. Megabytes?
Yep. Fuck.
Do I get to participate in this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, Seth. Saying,
yes, thank you.
Joining round two.
Someone wake Seth up.
So, Commodore, Atari. But that's not an Atari. Atari
Commodore 64?
That's my guess.
Yeah, 64. But I think that was in reference to 64. Was there any reference? I mean, it obviously wasn't 64-bit, but it could have had 64
kilobytes
of memory, but he didn't mention that. He said 256. So
maybe there's two to grow on.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's some math we're not aware of.
85.
I'm pretty sure it's a Commodore 64.
3 years after the Thing and Blade Runner came out.
Well, it's also the year that that Nintendo came out, which was considered far superior, and that's why it was so much more popular.
Did Nintendo come out in 85?
In Japan. In America, it was like 86, 87-ish.
God, I thought it was 84.
Yeah, no.
In the United States. I thought that first Zelda came out in 84. I couldn't be wrong.
No, it's 85. They had a 35-year anniversary.
Okay.
35 years.
Yeah, I think it was like 2020. But it wasn't. Anyways.
I say Commodore 64.
I mean, that's the only one that I think that was the last big one.
I feel like it can't be the answer because it's too easy.
Yeah, it almost seems.
But like, I don't know what other answer to give.
I know the Commodore did come out with like three or four different.
The Commodores.
I know the big thing about Commodore was the first system, well, the most accessible system for people to create their own games.
Yeah.
And they would create them on cassettes, like audio, like tape cassettes.
Mm.
It would be a linear, you know, they would load the entire thing. I mean, technically they all load, but yeah, anyways.
Games on tape cassettes.
Yeah. Well, you can create your own. You could put in an audio cassette. I don't know if it was the same type of audio cassette, but they looked like audio cassettes. And you could stick them in there, and you can... Those are keys. And because there was no mouse, they didn't come with mouse, I don't think, at that point.
No mouse.
Some of them did, though.
The mouse was invented in like the 70s, if I remember correctly. Yeah. I think it was a question on this show.
It was on this very podcast.
On this podcast. I think it's a Commodore 64.
Commodore 64.
We're going to say Commodore 64.
I knew it was going to be wrong,
but what else?
Okay.
Eric, you're absolutely right. It was in reference to the 64 kilobits of RAM. Mm-hmm. And that came out, I believe, in 82.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Commodore Amiga, the follow-up to the Commodore 64. Yeah.
The female
that
friend.
Was the other one.
Yes.
that was the other one I've heard of, but I didn't remember.
Amiga Cone Benefits.
Me Amiga.
That means friends con benefits.
Yes, with benefits.
Yeah. That's correct. Seth.
Female friends with benefits.
Your next question.
Thank you, Commodore. I'm going to ask you guys, do you guys want you're going to hate both of them.
All right, just give us one then.
Yeah, it's either going to be geography or Bible.
Geography.
You're going to get the Bible later.
I do not know the Bible. Oh,
all right,
man. I guess it's going to be more difficult. That's fine.
Yep. This peninsula, located on the northern coast of the Black Sea in Eastern Europe, that is almost completely surrounded by both the Black Sea and the smaller Sea of Azov to the northeast, is located in the Ukrainian region of Kherson, to which it is connected by the Isthmus of Perekop. It was annexed by Russia in 2015. What is it?
Peninsula?
Mm-hmm.
The only area of like that I know of Ukraine is Kiev and Crimea River. And so the Crimea area.
Yes.
Crimea River.
I think that's the... I think
it's not a Crimea River. I think, yeah, sorry. I don't think there is a river.
Crimea Peninsula.
Is it a Crimea River, though? No.
I don't know if...
I think I'm just crossing wires in my brain.
You got Timbaland.
I got some Justin.
Justin Timberlake region.
Terrible song to be singing right now with the Britney stuff, though, you know, because that was written about her.
What you do,
you know?
Oh yeah, and you've got someone who looks just like her for the music video. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he since apologized.
Free Britney,
though.
I think we all agree.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Such a
please.
Fucked up situation.
How in the fuck did we ask for her to get let out? And I know there's a million memes saying this, and instead Bill Cosby gets out,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. she is fucking still in her.
Well, one of the conservatorships they have left out. They're like, oh, we thought she was in it voluntarily. We're out of it. And I don't know how many there is involved, but he's like, we're out of it. So they completely cut ties with her parents.
It's really sad. It reminds me of the Brian Wilson thing, you know, where like he was, you know, manipulated by his doctor and eventually like, you know, was removed from his family and his band. And then he had, had to kind of restart. It seems like something similar is happening to her. So hope that gets resolved in a positive way soon. Let's go with Crimea.
We're going with Crimea.
Mark feigning interest in the question, yet getting it right. It is, in fact, a Crimea.
Good job, y'all. Mostly Eric on that. I knew, like, I had my head back and my eyes closed, and I was trying to think of it, and then you said it, Crimea. I was
from
like,
the Justin Timberlake region of
Ukraine.
The Ukraine. Crimea.
They'll roll their R's a lot. That's a terrible Ukrainian accent, but whatever.
It has to be from the Crimea region of the Ukraine, or else it's just
sparkling Timberland.
Sparkling Timberlake. Fro?
I keep saying Timberland because he, you know, is featured.
Oh, yeah.
Did he Timberland?
Oh, that,
the Timbs together.
He makes some really great shoes.
It's got
too.
Timberland's prints all over it.
He makes,
I don't know if he's involved in the shoes.
Heavily printed.
He is absolutely.
I want to believe that he is.
Those are Timberland.
Yeah, I know. I was
just, Are you going to have your son circumcised if it's a boy?
No.
Good.
Not.
Good for you.
No. We will not be. Not Kaiser Schnitting. We might be Kaiser Schnitting, but not what I thought Kaiser Schnitting was.
Yeah. The other thing.
What? He hath no need for moil. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What sporting equipment includes the names of that include parts that are the belly, the nose, and the skeg?
What piece of sporting equipment contains
the belly, the nose, and the skeg?
The skeg?
Well, the skeg is the bottom of a boat motor.
S-K-E-G.
That's the lowest part, right?
S-K-E-G. Yeah, yeah, it's at the very bottom. So, the belly?
Outboard boat motor? Belly, though, is not a...
No, it's not. Well, I mean, it's not really a... You say it was a piece of sporting equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Canoe?
What's the second piece? The belly, the what?
Nose. The belly, the nose, and the skeg.
Those sound like pieces of a hatchet, of an axe head. They
like
do
a throwing axe.
Is that maybe a throwing axe?
I have. Yeah. I have a hint. If you guys want,
I guess that's not right.
Yes, give
it's
us
not
a hint.
Right. It's not a throwing axe. Yeah,
yeah. The hint is this sport was one of five sports recently added to the 2020 Summer Olympics.
It could be axe throwing.
Yeah,
it could be.
That is a sport that's been gaining popularity.
Yeah,
activity. I do know they're adding skateboarding.
Was skateboarding not in earlier Olympics?
They've had expositions. Expositions.
Where they expose the world to.
Yeah, their it's dirty basically like they just show like a little. Hey, look! This is what we can do, and they kind of test what popularity is of like who's watching it. I know skateboarding was one. There's been a couple others.
Is there a skeg on a skateboard?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a nose. Like there are like nose slides, you know, grinds that you can do with the nose of a skateboard. But belly and skeg, I don't know if I've ever heard those in connection with a skateboard. But you're saying with an axe, those are parts. Like, is there a skeg on an axe?
No, well, I'm thinking on an axe you do have the like on an axe you have the cheek and you have the pawl, which is the rear of it, but then there are like a million different parts to the axe head that they have names for.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
What about something like parasailing or winds, or not parasailing but wind sailing?
Wind jamming like how do you turn that into a
jamming?
Sport?
Have you guys seen those? I see where you're going with this. It's sparking an idea in my mind. It's like a you're towed behind a boat and you're like out
Jet
of the
skiing?
Water. No, you're like out of the water, but there's like a part. It's like
hydrofoil.
A surfboard.
Hydrofoiling.
Oh, thank
you, Eric.
Yeah. I don't know, like the bottom part. I don't
think Eric would have given you the word.
No, but I started this before he said that, so I was just wrapping up my statement.
Gator fishing. I don't know. They sound like they could be parts on a boat or something in the water as well, just because of the skeg. Because I do know
that's what got me thinking. Because like that thing in the hydrofoil that's like underwater.
The skeg is the very bottom part of the lower unit on a motor.
Right.
That's nose, where the intake is. Skeg, and what else?
Belly.
The nose being the front of the thing, the skeg being the back of the thing, and the belly being the bottom.
Yeah, maybe it's sailing of some sort, like not sailing.
That's why I was thinking wind sailing. Nose just sounds like surfing.
Did they ever have sailing in the Olympics before? I don't know. I don't think so.
Surfing.
But the thing being that, like, because I know that skateboarding is being added, there's probably something like that. You know what I mean? Like some other X game.
Nose
extreme sport.
I mean, surfboards have little things on the bottom that could be called skegs, like they are on the bottom of a boat. I mean, they kind of look like the same part as a motor.
Maybe it's a surfboard.
Yeah, and the nose surfboard. Like you walk up to the nose of the surfboard, it comes to a convergence
and
at the
hang
front.
10 bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like that. I like surfing.
Surfing.
All right, surfboard. We're gonna say surfing.
I say surfing.
Yeah,
that is correct. It out. Nice.
That is correct. Yep. It's. I was thinking. I should have added the Olympics thing to the actual question rather than hint.
That definitely helped.
Because mainly because there may be a skeg on the bottom of a rowboat, and they have rowing as a summer
maybe.
Olympic.
Yeah.
So Olympic sport. But yeah,
that would help qualify the answer. For sure.
Yeah, I should have added that. Yeah, but there was 5 new sports added as official Olympic competitions: baseball and softball. Strangely, never been in the Olympics, but also strangely, it's also considered the same sport inside Olympics. So I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do that. If it's going to be, if they're going to like play
a Mandarin sized ball instead of a orange sized ball.
Skateboarding is one of them. And karate, apparently. I thought that was in there, but it's not. And sport climbing. So they're going to have sport.
Karate has never been in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I know judo has.
Judo, yeah. It's a competition sport. Yeah.
Judo's fun to watch in the Olympics. It's good.
A competition. Or it's a sport, martial arts. It's not. I mean, it is, it's a sport.
Surfboard fin or skeg is a hydrofoil mounted at the tail of a surfboard.
And they call it hydrofoil.
Booyah.
Wow. All right. Here's your penultimate question of the round.
Please. Oh, wait.
No, yeah,
I'll be right
enjoy.
Over here.
Enjoy. My body and Seth.
Yeah.
What Western U.S. state is the only one with a Spanish motto?
Well, you were there. You heard the answer.
Southwest?
Western, he said.
What Western U.S. state is the only one with a Spanish motto?
Well,
New Mexico?
Yeah, I mean there's New Mexico. I'm glad he's not asking us what the motto is.
Yeah.
There's Mexico, Arizona.
Do you want me to tell you what the motto is?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oro y plata.
Oro y plata.
Do you know what that means?
No.
The bear table?
Oro y
bear and table?
No, that table would be bear? That would be uso y mesa.
Oh, uso.
Yeah.
Oro.
Uso y mesa.
Plate. Plata's plate.
Wait, yes.
Oro.
Means gold and silver.
Oh. All right.
Okay,
California?
Yeah, there's a lot of silver mines and gold mines, but there's also some, that would be maybe like a plane?
It means gold and silver is what...
Oh.
Seth is sussing, even though he's not supposed to help us.
Well, I mean, I can, Okay.
No, it's working out great, Seth. Just give me a little help. Working out great.
So, I mean, there's Arizona, there's Colorado, there's Nevada, Utah... Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon.
Kicking in strong with that vocal fry.
Yeah.
All the energy's going to the thinking.
Going all NPR on us.
And I think that would be a wonderful idea. That's my NPR voice.
Sounds good, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a very nice thing for you to say.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on WGCU after a moment.
That sounds to me like the person who's working the board at 1 a.m. playing the classical music, you know?
Yes.
And now, Stravinsky, we just brought you now. I Can See My House from Here by Jimmy Bruno and John Scofield.
We're getting wild with Stravinsky here tonight.
Wild. It's, I know everyone here
the
is excited.
Ides of March.
I am, as you can tell through my voice, how excited I am.
I see.
California, got sunshine? Hanging out with your friends?
Hanging out with my friends.
You know, since we're on the subject of that song, that vocal melody, I think he ripped that off from the bass line of I wanna thank you for letting me be myself. Because the bass line of that is
maybe.
Going out with my friends.
I heard that song and I was like, wait a second. Why am I singing Smash Mouth all of a sudden? Mm-hmm.
California. It's so nice to be in California.
Is that Christopher Lambert?
I don't know.
We just watched Highlander the other day, and I haven't seen that in so long.
Maybe one.
And at the beginning, when they're all battling in the Highlands, and he goes, "No one will fight me."
No, a Frenchman acting Scottish.
Yep, and Sean Connery acting he's Spanish by way of Egypt.
Yeah, he's Egyptian, but he has a Scottish accent, but he's dressed as a Spaniard.
Right.
You guys do know that Mark asked a question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just letting you know.
California.
Yeah. California.
That's incorrect.
After all that.
No way.
The correct answer may surprise you.
Mesa. Wait, Arizona.
Nope.
Damn. Montana.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Really?
Oro y Plata.
Montana.
Yeah.
I'm going on.
Big Sky Country. Deal. I thought that was it. I thought it was Big Sky Country.
Well, that's not a motto. That's a nickname.
Kind of like Maine. True. Vacation yep.
True,
land.
True.
All right. I have a hated music question. Is this this is the last one in the round, right?
Yes.
Good. We'll end this on Cobbler hated time. Music.
I'm so glad to participate again.
And then, oh, you're not getting a cobbler now.
Oh, no.
Don't deny the man his cobbler.
You should have seen the fear on his face when I said that. His eyes opened very wide. What? Hated music, my category for you guys. Which replacement member of the Eagles was also a member of Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band and coined the term parrot heads for Buffett's fans?
Okay, this is interesting.
What replacement member of the Eagles?
Guys,
replacement.
Man, I've just had a tough day. I don't need to hear any Eagles today.
Come on, man. Very good.
Come on, man.
Get the fuck out of my cab.
What? You do not like the Eagles?
Check out our Big Lebowski audio track featuring Eric.
All right, who were replacement members?
Eric, I want you to know that they asked me for your phone number today. Because you were 35 minutes late to get your dinner.
Oh, that's right.
And I should have given, I told them afterward, I should have given them the wrong number so you didn't answer and I could buy your chicken. Because I told them I would buy all of your chicken.
Well, thank
for
you
any
for
you out there
my
not
number.
Knowing what they're talking about, today was Death by Chicken at Nice Guy Pizzas, cooked up by the beautiful Skylar Dennison, and it was fantastic.
Former, former guest.
He announced that event on this very podcast.
He did. And I ordered it as soon as he posted it on Facebook.
And Mark then I completely forgot about it. Chicken.
And that's why I was late. I was mowing my lawn or fixing my lawnmower at the time. Anyways.
I was combing my hair. Who are replacement members of...
I mean, my heart kind of tells me, who's the other guitarist? Glenn Frey and who?
Glenn Frey and the one that we all know is Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh. Not Joe Walsh.
But
Glenn
it's not Joe Walsh.
Glenn Frey is my guess.
But was Glenn Frey a replacement?
I mean, I don't know who else would have replaced. I don't think he was. I don't know. What other members of the fucking... them do you know other than Don Henley?
Well, Don Henley, Bernie Leadon, Joe Walsh,
Glenn Frey,
and there you have the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah. Mm. And then who were and I do know that Joe Walsh came in later in the game. He wasn't like an original one. Of course, he had the James Gang Funk 49.
Well, I was going to say, that's the thing. Like, I love that fucking song.
Isn't it great?
There's a fucking live version of it that I found, like, on some 70s show.
Right.
And it just sounds so fucking
talking about
killer.
The one with, like, the tie-dye background.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It is very good.
Taking my time.
He's the only one that I know of, but did he play with Jimmy Buffett? I don't think so.
That's the thing. I mean,
and it could be
not Joe Walsh, but the other one.
Glenn Frey?
He seems, because he did that fucking, what's that fucking song? I lost my license, now I can't drive.
No, that's Joe Walsh.
Oh, it is.
Joe Walsh did.
It's got to be Joe Walsh then.
Yeah.
Because he writes silly shit.
It could be Bernie Leadon. Let's say Joe Walsh, because I can't think of any, because I know he is not an original Eagle.
We're going to say Joe Walsh.
No.
Damn it.
Sorry. It is bass player and vocalist Timothy B. Schmidt,
who replaced
Randy Meisner Eagles. He also replaced Randy Meisner in another group called Poco, which came out of Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. And a Lyrics to Go connection here. He plays 12-string guitar and backing vocals on Toto's Africa.
That's a load of Kaiser Schmidt.
Timothy B. Schmidt coined the term parrot heads when he was in the Coral Reef.
Parrot heads.
Well, now we know.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get some cobbler
in us.
We're
going to get
cobbler in time.
We're going to come back. And is this just blueberry?
Just blueberry. Is this blueberry?
I mean, I'm not sure.
So Kyle was telling his stories.
There's probably blackberry in there as well.
She was just telling his stories about blueberries and strawberries. I didn't know if it was a mixture of the two, and I just want to know that I'm telling the people everything. It's a blueberry, possibly also blackberry.
Yeah, I think it's blue cobbler. On black.
Blue on black.
Canadian dance Shepherd. On the fire.
Right in the shelf, you don't mean much. Eating and then we're going to come back.
Putting some ice cream on it.
Hell yeah.
And we'll have read my question or two
in
the final round.
Yes.
Cobbler.
And we're back with round number three. But before we get there, Lee, how about a little rate my question?
Let's talk about the cobbler.
Oh, the cobbler was fucking unreal.
Yeah, it was good. It was delicious.
Pre-rate my question me? Cobbler review.
Yeah. Are we going to rate that cobbler?
A++.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Fro, you and Seth both have different ratings. Would you give this this cobbler pibs?
Popular, interesting, built-in hint. Have some more. Short and sweet, always.
Oh,
yes, full pibs.
Yes, sorry. Now, you have to make up your own rating system.
Okay.
It cannot be his or mine. It can be just one that you make up. What's your rating system today?
I'm going to need to hear the question first.
Cobbler.
How did you feel about the cobbler?
Oh, how do you rate the cobbler?
We'll get to rate my question. Now we're doing it.
On a dessert scale, it goes from... The lowest dessert is probably like a packet of sugar to the highest dessert. Oh, man. What would be the best dessert?
What's your favorite dessert?
I like a bready pudding. It's warm.
Bready pudding.
And it's but cobbler would have to be, well, I mean, I guess in the fruit scale, cobbler would have to be rated as a cobbler.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That was very clear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for being here.
So I hope you understand. Yeah. Seth, cobbler.
What
is
would
rated
be in the middle, like
level.
Carrot salad or something like that?
It would still be cobbler.
Kind of aspect.
Raisins. Yeah.
Just a less good cobbler.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I am going to give it. I'm going to rate it on a scale of unpopular cabinet members in the Bush administrations. I'll give it 5 dead Rumsfelds.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's 5 of them.
That's 5 of them.
That's pretty good.
That's about as good as it gets.
You can't do any better than that, yeah.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, should we do the theme for Rate My Question?
Yes, that was Rate My Cobbler. Now let's Rate My Question.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da, 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 ba-da-ba-ba-
Okay, first up, we heard from Fox and Five. Fox and Five, you might remember, last wrote in with this question. Which famous English physician who shares the name of a character with Game of Thrones tracked a London outbreak of cholera in 1854 and is considered a founder of modern epidemiology? Do you remember the answer there?
Jon Snow.
That's right. Yep. Let me give you one of those right there.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Fox and Five writes, hi, Mark and Lee. Here's my question.
Hello.
Jane Goodall, Adolf Hitler, and George Harrison are said to be which Myers-Briggs personality type, which is also the rarest of the 16 types, making up about 1% of the population. Hmm. Now, I know, I think we've all taken the Myers-Briggs at some point. Mark, you even pushed us at one point, your friends, to take a personality test. Well, you were like, here's mine, I'm curious, you know, and I remember you had a very popular social media post amongst our friends where we were all sharing.
Well, the idea behind the post I made actually was for my friends to fill it out about me.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Of which, right. Like, two or three people actually did. Everyone else just did one for themselves. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting when you do that stuff for yourself because you're in the inside looking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's hard to be honest with yourself about some stuff. And I think that other people sometimes have a more realistic perception because they're from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. So someone, I wouldn't say just anyone, but I'd say the three of you, I know all of you well enough to find it interesting how you guys would fill it out for me from your perception of how I am and see if it lines up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've always had an issue with it. When I was in college, for the brief stint I was in college, there was a professor that I pissed off because it was the first time I was exposed to it. And I was like, these questions are very ambiguous. They're asking these things, but they're not being specific enough. And he was just like, just do it. And I was just like, all right. But I was like, but I
just do it.
I was like, I literally made the questions.
Still to this day. Sorry.
Doit. 1-900 doit. Yeah, no. And long story short, that's why I didn't fill out yours because I was like, this is pointless.
Fuck these things.
I've done it for myself and I've posted it. It's mildly interesting, but I mean, it's more interesting than what friend's character you are, but but it's still it's so, you know, that
do,
would be
do it. We all know our own personality. I think I'm INFJ if I remember correctly.
I have no fucking clue what this
I'm
is.
Like INTP so, or yeah, something. I don't know.
Different ones that are four letters and they're related to your personality type.
It changes too.
Right. We can suss on this.
And
so
it's related to like a certain thing. Like you're the comedian. You're the
pain
you
in
know,
the
whatever.
Ass.
Oh yeah. The archetypes.
So the I and the first letter is introvert or extrovert.
Mm-hmm. Right. So are there more are there less of?
I would say introverts.
Yeah.
Maybe not though.
Yeah. Every motherfucker that I know on the planet Jane calls Goodall, themselves an introvert and they're not.
Yeah.
Jane Goodall, George Harrison, and Adolf Hitler are the examples that we were given in this question.
Wow.
So yeah, Jane Goodall, I mean, yeah, she like sequestered herself away from people to study gorillas forever, right?
Yep.
So, Harrison does seem like totally, he's always
the shy beetle.
He was the shy beetle, yeah.
But then you have Adolf Hitler, who's like fucking screaming in front of people and shit.
Right, that but was also seemed kind of like off. A lonely guy, right? I mean, he's got a huge chip on his shoulder.
Yeah,
he
was described as lonely in the 20s in his art period. Yeah.
So we know it's I.
His roommate was like, this dude is fucking weird.
Or we think it's I.
So introvert. Mm-hmm. What's the next letter?
I know it's N because that was N is N.
N or there's so that it's four sets of pairs.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the opposite of N and what does N stand for?
Yeah.
Nice.
This is where it's
narcissist. Needy.
INFJ, INS.
I know one of them is feeling and thinking. I think that's the third one. So that's
nurturer.
Nurturer
or no?
Maybe.
Naturer versus nurturer. They're both N's.
What was yours?
I think it's INFJ, but I don't remember
what is yours.
I know it's I think it's INTP or something.
What is yours?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I know the T flips the third one flips back and forth every time I take it. It's like sometimes because I'm like right on the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm sure when you take it, however you're personally feeling,
yeah, at the time
probably impacts the can impact the results.
Think if you feel bloated, that would result.
Did we even decide? So we're still just figuring out what the personality types are.
So yeah.
That's the first thing.
So whatever the opposite of the N is, I would say is probably what the answer is, because you both are N's and I think I am too.
So
we could figure out the other letter. Is it F?
The third one is F and T.
Fuck me.
So the fourth one is P and
should we just admit J. that we just don't know this?
Yeah.
I think
I guess I'd have to know and something about Myers Briggs Stern.
Yeah, so it's a four it's not an acronym, but it's four letters that describe four aspects of your personality that are set against four other aspects that they could be.
So if you don't know about this, you can't answer the questions. So.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, there's yeah,
I think but there's we know like that we know there's six different combinations or something like that, or
well,
16.
They said 16, yeah. Oh, so 16, four and said, four. Sorry.
It would be 32, not 36.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I think we should just throw in the towel. Should we just say something?
Definitely.
Should we say it? What are you, Eric?
IMBD.
I am Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
Is the personality.
I am INDB.
We were wrong. The answer, well, do you want to explain, Mark, before we get to the answer?
Sure.
What do we got?
All right. The first letter is introversion or extroversion.
Now okay, we got that.
The second letter is S for sensing or N for intuition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have,
there's multiple eyes. Yeah. Introvert is also I. So oh, they don't want to do
true,
two
true,
eyes.
True.
How do you prefer to make decisions? Thinking or feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was the only
one.
And
then the last one, how do you prefer to be, to live your outer life? Judging or perceiving?
Mm-hmm.
Judging or perceiving.
INFJ is the answer. INFJ, which I think is what I said I was. So
yeah, I think I was INFP.
Okay, I wonder if I can find mine on my Facebook. We don't have to stop, but
there is a background information here. Fox and Five writes background. I've had to do the Myers-Briggs test in psychology classes and leadership courses, and while I don't personally believe in all of it, sort of like horoscopes in that they can be quite general and broadly interpreted. Both my wife and I got the INFJ results and found the list of famous INFJs pretty amusing. Wonder if you guys had taken it and what types y'all are. Love the show. Keep it up. Fox and Five.
I always felt that I related to Chandler the most.
Yeah. Chandler.
You're on that Friends quiz, huh?
That's the best I can fucking do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
You put it for me and I got an ENFP.
That's what I gave you?
Yep.
ENFP. So that's my view of Mark. I don't know. Did Eric fill it out?
I don't think I did.
No. He did, but I think did. He may have filled it out for himself. It says your personality type is protagonist, ENFJ.
No, that was not me. So I have never been an E.
So that's what you got for me, then.
Don't accuse me of being an E, sir.
I am not extroverted.
So what do we think about this? Rating-wise, Mark?
Oh, it was for me, by the way. ENFJ. Thank you. Judging.
I guess we have a little bit of a disagreement. We'll have to talk about that. What we think about Mark.
Yeah. One of you thinks I judge and the other thinks I perceive.
Well, how do you perceive this question?
What was the question? Oh yeah. I'm going to give it a B. Too hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
if you're interested in psychology,
Seth is going to rate this so few Donald.
Well, hold on. We'll let Seth rate it. What do you rate it? You give it a B?
A B.
I said. Okay. Eric.
I am going to give this I'm going to give this question a INTB for introverted question because it's something that you got to do to yourself. Okay, but it nurtures your inner self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
intuitive,
yeah,
intuition, not nurture.
I said nurture during the sus.
Oh,
yeah. But
no, this is my rating system.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is the brand rating, because I also added a B.
Okay, at the end.
The Myers Brand rating system. Okay. This is the Myers Brand rating
and
system.
And it's T because it makes you think, and B because
that's a bad bitch. That question is a bad bitch.
It's B because that's the level of question. It's a B question.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So he also rates it a B.
Oh, yeah. But it's different. It's not your B.
It's got extra.
It's got a little extra there.
It's a different system for sure.
Could have had a bad bitch.
Seth?
Could have. I'm going to give this question. I'm going to be very, very harsh. I'm going to give it one cold fucking Rumsfeld cadaver because I don't know anything about your online sensitivity personality test. I don't know anything about what the fuck is going. I don't know what the hell. It threw me for a loop right off the bat. You have to be in that special internet club to know what it is.
Oh, this predates the internet.
I didn't. Whatever it does, I don't care for it. I don't like it.
This is guidance counselor shit.
Yes, and there you go. Mm-hmm. You make a good. And I'd like to say that you guys can speculate on what I'd call on this one as much and for as long as you possibly want because Mark was probably right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like. I'm not a fan of this question. I mean, nothing against Fox Force 5.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But Fox and 5, whatever. It's just not my kind of question.
It's well written.
Yeah,
which is more than I can say for myself. So.
Oh yeah, I like the writing in this question. I'm going to give this.
Some of my questions aren't very well written.
I'm going to give this a piss.
Ooh.
Lowercase p. Popular as Seth exhibits, like, you know, 3 out of 4 of us are familiar with this, but
most
some
of the
people
world
are
not going to know.
In this room, 75% of us know about it. So I'm just going with what we got.
You are the elite.
This is
we know you're obviously a J.
Don't call me that.
What's wrong with that? You're elite.
No,
yes,
that
you
is
are.
Unfashionable these days.
Damn, you're so elite.
Please do not.
You're part of the bourgeoisie.
You're elite.
So elite. Lowercase p. I think it's very interesting. I give it a capital I. Built-in hint. No built-in hint here. There was nothing. I mean, there was some personality. I guess, well, I mean, we did get a list of celebrities. You know what? I'm taking it back. I'm going to give this a pibs.
That P is for piss.
Mm-hmm. No, it's for popular.
Oh.
Slightly popular.
It's for poop.
Very interesting. Some hints here. Lowercase b and short and sweet. Yeah. I'll give it an S too.
Okay.
Pibs.
Okay. Pibs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's our second rate my question. This one comes from Alex Patton. Alex writes, Haley and Mark, here is a rate my question that is based around current events.
Haley. Who's Haley?
Haley and Mark.
Oh.
Haley. Wolf Haley.
Haley Pop Comet.
That's right.
Here is a rate my question that is based around current events. Due to the recent heat wave across northwestern U.S., the state of Oregon has temporarily suspended a law enacted in 1951 preventing people from doing what? Good luck, gang.
Peeing on each other?
Cool
what year
down
was that
with
again?
A little bit of pee. 1951.
I'm gonna say diverting rainwater to hold buckets.
Yes.
Because I know that they do that to prevent farmers.
There
from
is a
like,
law. Yeah, there's a law that in Oregon that you cannot.
Well, there's a lot of states that do it.
Yeah, but I remember that
people
it was,
would like hoard water
was in Oregon. I'm sorry that there was one against having cisterns that you can't collect rainwater.
Yeah.
What about
brotherins? Libertarians love like saying, "Oh God damn it!" And it's like, well, it's for a reason because people were abusing
it. Brotherins.
Brethren.
You can't have cisterns, but what about brethren?
Brethren.
God damn it.
Sibling.
Stepsister. What are you doing?
What if it's about window air conditioning? I feel like I saw that in the news recently.
Can I hear the question one more time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh yeah.
The question is, due to a recent heat wave across the northwestern U.S., the state of Oregon has temporarily suspended a law enacted in 1951 preventing people from doing what?
Collecting rainwater.
Well, the air conditioner wasn't really big. It didn't become mass-produced until the 60s. That's why we're all here in Florida is because that's why like half of Florida wasn't developed until like 1960.
Being topless.
Yeah, especially Southwest Florida in particular. You know, we weren't really...
That is very topless thinking.
You think there's a law against being topless?
Ooh, I like that one.
Maybe.
Not because it's topless people.
I mean,
men and women.
Hmm?
There's a top law? There's top laws? I mean, we're in Florida.
Is there a top law?
I'm like, what's top law?
What?
Are you a 50s top, does seem like a good time for them to enact something like that. Because that's like when people start, you know, well, I don't know.
1951.
Yeah, I don't. people, the war just got over 5 years before, 4 years before.
Put your shirts on.
We're going to need more people with shirts on now these days.
Yeah, if it was the 60s, maybe 70s, they would enact a law like that because, you know, like people are like, oh, yeah.
Modesty
like,
laws.
Goddamn hippies.
Yeah.
In the 1980s, they enacted, they got rid of the tops. Females are, it's legal for females to walk in New York City without tops on.
Right.
And it was in the 80s when they got rid of the rule saying that they could no longer, that they could, they were now allowed to walk topless down the street. Of course, this turned into disaster because women started doing that. And of course, New York was famous for having, you know, wolf whistle men all over the place, and it just turned into a disaster. They didn't change
the law. My name is Wolf Whistleman.
I'm a harasser. I'm a harasser.
I'm a professional harasser.
New York is famous for one thing, and that's a man named Wolf Whistleman.
And you've got to watch out.
Wolf Whistleman, professional harasser.
New York is known for Wolf Whistleman.
Hello, tonight in the New York news, I'm Wolf Whistleman.
He'll have you howling at the moon.
So if it's a law that they temporarily stopped, right? He says temporarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a law that they're not going to be like, oh, this is dumb. So it's not like, oh, money, like sweaty money or something like that. Because that's like something that
no
be
titty
like,
money.
Oh.
You're allowed to have titty money now because it's too hot outside.
Yeah.
Hit 1970s and 80s singer.
Titty money.
Witty money.
So it's not something dumb like that or like, oh, you can't. Yeah. Park your, you know, I don't know.
The rainwater thing makes sense.
Yeah,
rainwater
it's temporary sense. Because right. It's something that they've had out there for a long time.
And they'll bring it back.
It's going to be temporary. I think that's it. I think
that is a really good answer.
It's a practical law.
Because especially I was thinking, oh, well, maybe it's like have your, they'll let you have your sprinklers on. But I was like, that would waste water.
Yes.
But getting your own water.
That's different.
And there is such a water shortage out west.
Water from the fucking sky is gross tasting. I don't know why you want that.
Well, that's why you put it in a cistern to filter it out.
Brethren.
Wrong.
Tell me it's have titties out.
No. Is Oregonians are allowed to pump their own gas for 2 days.
Oh,
a brutal heat wave led to a temporary suspension on the state's law prohibiting customers from filling up their own tanks.
Got it.
So, I know Oregon and New Jersey are the only two states.
New Jersey.
I think. But why, though? Like, what is it? They don't want
to
put...
too hot for probably, people to be outside working? It's like maybe an insurance thing?
They don't want the gas jockeys. Is that what they call them?
Let's see what we got
here. Pump attendants.
We got some bullet points here from caranddriver.com. The Pacific Northwest is being hit by an unprecedented heat wave. Temperatures in Portland rising above 110 degrees for two straight days.
Welcome to Florida.
The Oregon State Fire Marshal temporarily suspended the state's ban on self-service gas stations, which will help protect gas station clerks from the heat.
Mm. There you go.
Oregon's law that prevents customers from pumping their own gas, introduced in 1951, will resume on Tuesday evening. So it's like, all right, it's hot enough. You can pump your own gas for 2 days.
But only temporarily.
Yeah.
Because you got to protect those pump assistants because, you know.
Oh, joy. I get to pump my own gas.
Hooray.
I've been waiting.
Thank God they lived in these sanctions.
I was born in Oregon.
So this is a great current events question. Good for this week, but it might need some reworking, you know, to be evergreen. You might need to say during the 2021 heat wave, you know, make an addendum if you want to make this question evergreen. So I'm going to give it you know, let's see here. There's no real built-in hint. Short and sweet. We give this a lowercase p,
to the point.
Capital I, and an S. A piss? Piss. There's no real built-in hint here, though. As compared especially with the psychology question we had, which had those celebrities kind of get you in the mindset of the personality types. So I give this a PIS. What do you think, Mark?
I will give it a, I'll give it an A minus, maybe a solid A somewhere in there, right where those numbers cusp.
Would you use this question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd use this question. Would you
use it? Yeah, I would. But again, you know, it's a current events question. It's good in its current form right now, but it would need some reworking, you know, to be a historical question. And, you know, it's hard to say in 3 or 4 years if people are going to remember this in particular. So I think it's got a kind of a lifespan associated with it. You know, so probably good for the next year or two, but after that I would just move on. If you're listening to this podcast in 2023, so sorry.
Fro.
So that, yeah.
All right. From a scale of polar bears dying from starvation to topless laws being redacted, I will give this a California lakes drying up. That's my rating. California okay. drying up.
Wow. Yeah, that is beautiful. That's fucking poetry.
Seth?
That is, I'm going to give this one. I agree with you. It's a timely question. You're right. I don't think it's going to survive much more than a couple of years. However, it's a good timely question, which is why I give it 4 bloated corpses of Donald Rumsfeld.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection, please do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966.
Nice.
Which one of you wants to go first?
What do you want to do, Eric?
I want to hear a Bible question.
Absolutely. That's what you're going to get, Eric. It's going to come right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Right to you.
And now here comes another wonderful story from the Bible.
With moral oro.
Oh, boy. This one's so good. Onan is a minor biblical person in the book of Genesis, chapter 38, who was the second son of Judah. Mm. Like his older brother, Onan was slain by God. Onan's death was retribution for being evil in the sight of the Lord and disobeying a direct order from the Lord. What did Onan do?
Onan.
Or what did he not do?
I love the way he asks this. It's like he's saying, like, Amy questions.
Amy questions.
What did he do?
She's in the room with us.
Onan?
Yeah. Onan. Oh, man.
It's not true.
Onan. So God said, don't do that, Onan. And Onan was like, I'm doing it.
Q Onan.
Or not doing it. He also may have not have done it.
Did he do it?
Can we get the story one more time?
Or didn't he do it?
Just the last part.
Onan is a minor biblical person in the book of Genesis, chapter 38. You're getting it all.
The whole
thing. Just spread it wide. You're getting it all.
This is where I give it a lowercase s.
Yep, that's okay. There you go. A minor biblical person in the Genesis chapter 38, who was the second son of Judah, like his older brother Onan was slain by God. Onan's death was retribution for being evil in the sight of the Lord and disobeying a direct order from the Lord. For doing or not doing what?
What's something biblical that you're not supposed to do? Mix different linens together?
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff, did, man. Like,
there weaved are wool,
yeah, hundreds of mitzvahs.
And but it's together. Something that God, yeah, specifically told them not to do. Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Is this Old Testament?
You said Genesis
is the first book, yeah, of the
Genesis
Bible.
Would be the maybe Old it was Testament. Something.
You said Genesis at first, so well, I got confused. You
know, maybe he told them. Maybe
sorry,
he told
I threw
them,
you for a loop there. I didn't mean to throw that deep curve.
I got confused with
there,
the final book of the Bible, the Genesis.
The Revelation.
All right.
Neon. Maybe he told him to. Maybe he told him not to own slaves. Nope. Like, that's not in the Bible.
Nope.
Should have put that in there. Don't own slaves.
It's on the tablet that broke.
I mean, it's a moral guide. You know, it should be in there.
It was a different time.
This is the way things were back then.
What's something that you're not supposed to do in the that's from the Bible that
kill
they,
somebody?
I mean, no. I mean, that's like
covet thy neighbor's wife.
It's got to be like one of those like minor thing. Maybe
use the Lord's name in vain.
Maybe, I don't think it would be a 10th commandment. Like idol. I feel like those are covered. This has got to be like a minor thing. I think like that's
worship an American idol.
I'm really
I worship mean, Kelly Clarkson.
I'm more in line, I think, with like.
I mean, this is an early. This is an early verse.
Have sex with a horse.
An early book. This is the first book, so it's got to be something pretty
basic. Bestiality.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Noah thing just happened. It's like I just made all these animals. Don't defile them. Like,
and on the fifth day,
I'm not even sure.
I fucking woke up with a
heart. I've never heard of Onan and
And you said that also
died.
He died, but was it the same crime? Or is it a different crime?
I don't think
no.
It matters to me.
No.
Okay. Different crime?
No.
No. No. We don't. Yeah, no. Okay. I don't want to say anymore.
All right.
Okay.
Just got to take it as is.
So.
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm going to imagine that most likely what had happened is Onan did something and they were like, oh, he's dead. Oh, it must have been because of that thing he did.
Onan of a lonely
So God
heart.
Hates him. So what is like Much a normal better. Thing that people would do that's like completely random? I feel it's like not like he like.
Ate meat on Friday? It's too early for that kind of
rule,
right?
Oh, maybe. No, maybe.
Yeah.
That seems pretty like low stakes.
That's
but,
like a Catholic thing.
Remember
though, right?
how much of a hard on Seth has for this question.
Is there. Jews can eat meat on Friday, right? On the Sabbath?
Oh, maybe it's pork. I mean,
you can do whatever you
maybe
want.
Maybe he.
Oh, he ate pork?
Maybe he ate pork. Maybe that's where they get it from.
No.
Seth has a boner for this question. Yeah. This is some juicy shit.
And we're sussing it out.
But. What I'm saying is, he's not going to love a question where it's he ate pork.
He might.
Oh, true. So. Like, maybe it is masturbation.
It's exciting because
I do. I want to say I love pork.
Oh man,
yeah, oh, me too. I was actually just thinking about how I might go to Waffle House after this.
Oh motherfucker,
and get some bacon.
Double pork chop dinner.
Uh huh. With bacon. You want to come?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm down for some waffles.
You want to go to Waffle House?
No, I can't.
Okay. Pro Waffle
He's
House.
Got some yeah, I'll do some Waffle House. Here.
Okay, there you go. All right, can we end this episode now?
Well, let's see.
I mean, I feel like it's got to be awesome because it's something gross.
Maybe it is.
He doesn't get all fucking excited about. He picked blueberries when it wasn't blueberry season,
right? But the pork thing is, you know.
I mean, again, if it is masturbation, it does make a little bit more sense, in the fact that it's something that's like. Oh, you
did
this.
That just seems like New Testament stuff.
Yeah, it seems like something that would be like, oh, you did this, and that's bad. BCL, and now you're going to die. Because so many people, like, it's so weird how masturbation is such a taboo in BCL. Especially Western civilization. There's no, they never said not to have sex with animals
well,
in the Bible.
God told someone in particular not to do a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it he seems like out of left I've field. Never heard
don't
of
don't I mean, that cheap.
I think that's more of just like a gross thing. Like that's just like a normal, oh man, don't do that because that's fucking gross. Not like you're going to go to hell if you have sex with you know, a sheep, you know. I don't think that's stuff. A thing. Like, I've never heard of anyone I've heard people say you're going to go to hell if you masturbate, but never you know, have sex with some farm animal
or
something.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen literally, a supporting verse.
Yeah. I've never seen one that's supported either, no, but, you know.
Well, our verse supporting that viewpoint to not. Yeah. I've never seen a Bible verse, but I mean, maybe it exists. I haven't
maybe
read the
it
Bible.
Is masturbation. I'm thinking that it is. Or maybe, I mean, it's New Testament. There's a lot
that
of, like,
suck.
Weird.
You're jerking in God.
There's a lot
well,
of
I mean, Catholicism is against masturbation.
Yeah, it just seems so early. In Genesis, like.
That's pretty early, yeah. For masturbation. That seems like later.
Like this I think this might even be before Noah, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know the
I mean Noah's definitely in there.
I don't know what the timeline is.
Onan is such like an ancient sounding name.
Yeah.
And
it's a pretty
Onan.
Biblical name.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. The ancient book of the Bible.
Ur sounds like a fucking caveman name.
That's probably where they got it from.
Maybe
you know? They were
well, the cavemen. Cavemen
names.
Were like
the
you
troglodyte.
Know, were like 20,000 years before that. So
but, I guess whatever. I guess let's go with masturbation.
We're gonna say masturbation.
The term onanism has come to refer to masturbation in many modern. Hold on.
Oh.
It has come to refer to masturbation in many modern languages. For example, in Hebrew, onanut. is the word for masturbation. In German, onani is the word from Greek. Same thing. They have a word that relates to it. But in this specific account, Onan's brother passed away, and they have what they call a leveret marriage, and that means the brother of whoever died will take the wife of his brother. This is very common in old days.
Mm-hmm.
And any children that are produced from that relationship will receive the benefits of the dead father and be considered the child of the dead father.
Okay.
And what Onan did was he pulled out.
Yep.
And that was the sin spilled that he committed.
Seed. So, yeah.
He spilled his seed on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He pulled out. You could almost say that masturbation's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, technically
That's exactly what you were talking about.
That's mentioned, that line. Aaron. Yeah, that's the line that's always that I've always heard that is in reference to why masturbation is considered bad.
I would even almost give you credit for masturbation. You can go ahead and hit it. Okay. Yeah.
We'll hit it
because that's what a lot of people refer to.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier about Catholicism is that that's the whole point of Catholicism, why masturbation is against the law, or against Catholic law, is because you spill your seed if you come.
Yes.
It is to try and make a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only time.
That's the whole point.
Every sperm is sacred.
All right.
Fro.
Yes.
Cool Bible question.
Fro says,
cool Bible question, Seth.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I liked it. That was good. That was a good question.
Just for the record, Fro thought I was judgy. I thought I was perceptive.
Yeah, no. I totally would say that.
You judgy motherfucker.
Wow, okay.
All right.
I stand by it. I love you,
Bart. Did you already ask a question?
I stand by it. No, I haven't asked my question.
Okay, let's go.
So, this is just short and sweet.
Judging you the whole
time. You're in the hot
seat. I still love you.
I'm about to read this question.
The thing is you're judgy, but I still love you.
I appreciate it.
It's about the RMQ.
How many years old was Rose at the end of the movie The Titanic?
At the end?
At the end. How old was Rose?
When she threw the heart of the ocean in the water and went,
I don't know if they actually say her name.
84 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 80, I don't
is
know.
Is it 84?
Yeah. No, because she wasn't zero.
Well, no. I'm saying, but does she say 84 years?
I think she says 84.
Yeah, that's like the famous
meme
line.
We can do the math on this.
Well, that's, yeah.
I think 100 years old. 16 on the Titanic, and then plus 84. 100.
Well, they discovered the Titanic in 1988. They found it. It was it was untouched and unfound, and they never knew anything of it. But I think it was 88 or 89 when they found it. So 16, and then it sank in what, 19?
Is she 16? I'm just guessing.
Well, I was going to say that's the number that we had to find. If it's 84 years.
99 years old? Maybe she's 15.
Wait, are you talking about the end of the movie, right?
Yep.
Not the end of the Titanic. Like the Titanic going into the water.
The end of the movie when she's...
Well, it felt like forever.
When she throws 101? Over that priceless...
The heart of the ocean? Is that what it's called?
I'd say necklace. Like 100, 101.
Can I use my calculator?
No.
Okay. I don't care.
All right.
It's not a math question. I mean, it kind of is. Yeah, it kind of is, but...
We're doing simple math here.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? What do you need?
Well, I'm going to subtract 88 from... What year did it go down? 1912?
Well, we don't know her birth date, though, so
she was 16 in the movie, right?
In the movie, she says it has been 84 years since this happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So we need to know is how old she was when the Titanic sank.
Right.
That's the only math.
But we don't know her character's birthday.
Yeah, so we have to guess, is there some...
Jack is 17, she's 16, something like that.
Yeah, and if she's 16 and it was 84 years,
that'd be 100.
At the end of the movie, she was 100 years old.
Mm. Okay, there you go.
So she could be 16, 17, 14. How old was she?
She was going over to the United States to get married to Billy Zane. Mm-hmm. So she had to be of Marian age. And in 1912, I think that was the year it went down, that could be anywhere from 14 to, whatever.
She looks older than 14. I think she was older than 16 even when they shot the movie.
Was there a sub-story where they were talking to her because it was her 100th birthday or something?
Mark, it's been 84 years since I've seen this movie.
I went to go see that with my grandfather right before he died. And we took him and he knew about it. We were taking him to see the Titanic and he fell asleep halfway through it. And then he woke up before the boat was going down. And I'll never forget, he woke up in a crowded theater in his wheelchair and looked up and went, "The fucking boat didn't go down yet?"
That's so great.
See, I'm wondering if the backstory where she says it's been 84 years is someone coming and talking to her because her birthday is coming up. You know what I mean? Hmm. That's how you would remember. And it's like, "Came to see grandma for her 100th birthday."
She's on the boat in the movie. They're out.
No, but there's most of the movie takes place on the boat. There's some of it where she says it's been 84 years. It's not on the boat.
She's on a
different boat.
She's on a different boat.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, like, whatever it is, like, if that is, if the focus on it was, like, something to do with her birthday, saying this is her 100th birthday, if there was, like, something like that to tell us what it was.
If I remember correctly, there's a, there's a camera crew that's making a movie about the Titanic. And they're interviewing her.
Yes.
And they want to get this this gem from her. Like, there's, like, one guy who's, like, got... He's got his own personal, like, I want to steal, like, the gem. Or, like,
is it, like,
get
Bill Paxton or something?
Is yes, Bill Paxton is one of the documentary filmmakers. Or the filmmakers. And so they're interviewing her for the documentary on this boat around where the ship sank. And then, spoiler alert, at the end of the movie, she tosses it overboard because she, through her story, she's taught them a valuable lesson.
Yes.
And they don't need the heart of the ocean because now they believe in love and life and that kind of stuff.
It's the real message. Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't think it's got anything to do with her birthday. They're just, she's just like a survivor, a random survivor that they met. But 100, it just, 100 seems so even. You know, that's the only problem. Like, James Cameron would be like, let's make her 99 instead, or let's make her 101. That is, like, she's old, but
yeah,
she that
anything
old?
In that 98 to 101 range, 102 range, I think is all fair.
Yeah, game. Even numbers fit into Star Wars a little bit better, because I remember one time you asked how old Chewbacca was, and it turned out he was 200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even numbers for Lucas movies, James Cameron, we're going to go with odd numbers. So 99.
What do you think, Mark? Is that two? Is would they go down to 98? Because it's I'm overthinking it. I don't know. What do you guys think? 99?
100? 98? She thinks it's hilarious.
We're being
If she was 99, she would have been 14 on the boat.
No way. 102.
Or no, she would have been 15 on the boat.
I've changed my mind.
Let's go with 100.
She's older. 102, 101.
Let's say 101.
101.
We're going to say 101.
101? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
100 years old. It was an even 100.
Half the age of Chewbacca?
We had half a Chewbacca.
She was 16.
In that movie.
Damn.
16. How I oversussed.
She's
it was like the first 16. Number we kind of with was 100.
16. Her daddy says she's too old. But she's young and old enough for me.
Oh, no.
No.
Out of context. You guys have to provide context if you're going to be singing those lyrics.
Clip Winger wrote those lyrics.
Clip Winger.
You're singing it. Why?
Because we did an episode of lyrics
ago about that.
Because obviously Eric heard the episode. Because
it just sounds
it.
Like you're just like singing it like, Kate Winslet.
Why are you looking at me? You sang it first.
I was actually singing 17, but making it 16, completely forgetting about the Winger song.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So I was shoehorning in something I didn't have to.
Anyways.
Here's your last question from me.
That's what I do.
With 74 letters, what Asian country's Khmer alphabet is the longest in the world? With 74 letters, what Asian country's Khmer alphabet, K-H-M-E-R, is the longest in the world?
Well, I know Mandarin has a lot of characters and letters.
I guess that's not considered an alphabet.
Is that because they're characters and not alphabet? I mean, but characters are letters, you know?
Are they?
Yeah. So like,
can't they be phrases though too? Like, can a character like represent more than like a character can represent a word?
Yeah, they typically and a phrase, represent, right? But the.
Alphabet only represents letters, I think.
Well, okay, if it depends on how esoteric you want to get, because at the very beginning, letters represented certain were like certain things. They were basically hieroglyphs that became the Greek alphabet, right. And they were based off of like hieroglyphs and different other types of things. So, like the H represented, you know, like. I don't know, like a house or something, you know, just because it's H. And they would say, okay, well, that's an H now.
Right. But he said it has 74, and we know that Mandarin has more than 74 characters, right? I mean, it's got thousands, right?
I don't think it's got thousands. They combine characters to create words.
Okay.
Or like pieces of words. Like all the, not all of them, but I know like most of the East Asian languages all combine. I mean, but we're also thinking, we may be thinking, is it the country you want?
Yes.
The country. Well, okay. India.
And what did you
say
the name of the language was? The
Khmer. Khmer.
Khmer.
Khmer.
That sounds like Nepalese or.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, yeah, India, somewhere. India, yeah.
What's the. There's like a little country.
Myanmar.
No. It's like a. It's weird. There's a weird little country over there.
A little country?
Yeah, it's like China to the north and India to the south.
Tibet. It's a little weird country.
Starts with a B?
We just got demonetized, or we just got removed from China, sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
We don't need the 8 billion people that they are, the million people that they have there. Listen, but
we're not going to get into the political discussion about it. But you know, well, these are our views.
I doubt that they speak English, anyways. Yeah. Well, like the vast majority of them,
I have no idea.
Seth,
I wish so fucking bad that I would have heard this question tonight.
Oh yeah, right. You're out.
Yep, I wish out. So badly he's because I know how he's I would have sussed it because of what I did, and y'all guys are doing a
okay. Yeah, you're doing we're doing a job.
Nepal.
Nepal. Oh yeah, that's a good one. I like Nepal.
Khmer language.
Khmer. Kashmir.
I wish you could remember the name of that other country. It's like the way that the borders are like laid out is just suspicious. You know what I mean? Like there's like India's like wrapping around. There's like a little
Nepal famously.
You can thank the British for that.
Najan, Najorge, and Naringo.
You want to go with Nepal?
Nabrian was their manager.
Sounds good. Nepal sounds good.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Can I ask you a question before you answer this?
Sure.
Did you throw the name of the alphabet in there knowing that most people were going to refer to the government that they set up in the 80s?
I mean, it was a little bit of a giveaway.
Okay,
and it was a little bit of a hint.
That was how I sussed it out, is that in the 1980s, a dictator took over in this country, causing the deaths of millions. His name was Pol Pot, and the government that he set up was called the Khmer Rouge. And that's how I came up with it, the Khmer Rouge.
That's the name of the country?
No, that was the name government of the country that he set up.
Yeah. Holiday in Cambodia!
Yeah, okay. So I was Cambodia. Right. Okay, yeah. I was like, wait, it's not Cambodia? Oh, well.
Okay.
Good sus,
longest
though.
Alphabet.
74. Longest alphabet.
74.
So in this particular instant, character is not the same as alphabet. Or is the character, yeah.
Global warming, my last topic. For your housing. In 2015, the Paris Agreement replaced what UN-sanctioned international treaty that was signed in 1997 and committed state parties to reduce greenhouse gas emissions?
I was literally on the Paris Agreement Wikipedia, like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
No, because I didn't read that part. I was just trying to read what countries were part of Paris Agreement. And what it entailed exactly, what sanctions they
so put basically on this international treaty existed
before
it was signed in 1997, and then by 2015, the UN was like,
"Nope, we need updated.
You guys didn't meet your emissions goals, so we need to push those back a little bit. So let's sign a new thing, the Paris Agreement." But what was that first internet? Well, not the first, but the previous international treaty that asks state parties to curb their greenhouse gas emissions.
Is it another country? Or a state in the country?
I don't think he's going to tell us.
I'm asking
the Paris
you.
Accord.
Me, no, I don't. I don't. I don't think it's. I don't think it's another country. I don't think.
This could.
The Paris Treaty?
The Sokovian Accords.
It was the Paris
The Paris Agreement is the 2015
agreement. Right. Agreement. Paris Agreement.
It feels like it's on the tip of my brain.
Warsaw?
Warsaw Pact is
different. That was after World War II.
That's not. There's a Geneva Convention, which is also not.
That was before World War II.
But it's not. Question we're looking for.
It might have like greenhouse in the name.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could.
Oh man, if he did a greenhouse in the name,
it could.
The question regarding greenhouse.
What a way to end the podcast.
Oh boy.
Yeah, if it could just be called the Greenhouse Gas Emissions Agreement.
Yeah.
I do remember
Greenhouse
Emissions Agreement. I remember this being brought up by Bill Clinton.
Grucial.
So Grucial damn Grucial.
Greenhouse gases.
Amy questions. I tend to remember them saying greenhouse gas, like Bill Clinton saying greenhouse gas emissions a lot, especially towards
talking
the
all
end
kinds
of his presidency.
Of
yeah, all kinds of emissions. Going
well,
on
we'll
in the
to,
Oval
we'll
Office
have to
back
have
then.
Just, we'll have to have more than just greenhouse emissions. Emissions.
The Clinton emissions.
Clinton emissions.
Clemissions. No.
Greenhouse.
I'd almost be willing to put my money on that's what it is.
Well, greenhouse what, though? Or you think it's Clinton... Clinton what?
The Greenhouse Gas Agreement.
Greenhouse Gas Agreement.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Global Warming Initiative.
Well, let's see. What other things were signed around that time?
Oslo.
Oslo was in 94, and that was between Palestine and Israel.
Mm.
You also had, let's see, SALT was back in the 80s, and that was, of course, nuclear. And where would they... Iceland? Maybe it took place in Reykjavik. No, that was the, I don't know. That was the
treaty.
Reykjavik was where Reagan met. That was for SALT. That was a SALT and SALT too.
Salt and pepper. Spinderella.
Push it. Push it.
Real good.
I don't know. As far as things that are, you know, things that were signed. Of course, NAFTA, but that was in 1993, I believe. That was earlier.
Yeah, that's North American
Free Trade Agreement.
Free Trade Agreement.
Yeah, and that was earlier.
And that has nothing to do with the environment.
Well, yeah. No.
Well.
It was trade.
Okay, it has something to do with the
trade. Tokyo?
Maybe.
Tokyo
I
sounds
mean, it's
familiar.
Pretty.
The Tokyo Treaty.
We're going to say the Tokyo Treaty.
That's what we're saying.
Ooh, look at that. That sigh of relief.
You guys are so close. It's called the Kyoto Protocol.
Oh, that's fucking right.
Yeah.
You guys
Damn it.
Were so close. I was
Kyoto
like, holy
Protocol
shit.
Kyoto Protocol sounds familiar.
When Mark said Tokyo, I was like, holy shit.
God.
They're about to stumble on this thing.
Damn it.
But we pulled the trigger a little too quick.
Yep.
Sorry. Really? Is that you blaming me?
No.
Sounds like you fucking blaming me, bro.
I'm not pulled out too quick.
I said we. It's not we. I didn't say you pulled the trigger. I said we. We all agreed. Yeah. Tokyo.
I'm still going to give myself a ding, ding, ding for that. I feel we did.
That was not the right answer.
Ding, ding, ding.
No,
ding, ding, ding.
I'm giving myself a ding, ding, ding.
No.
Wrong. I gave myself a ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding.
Well,
here's one for Fro. Ding, ding, ding.
Eric, they got it wrong, folks. Don't listen to that ding, ding, ding. Do not ignore that ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Went the trolley.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the No-No.
Couple of redheads.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, even though I don't know my
Seth, I wish you could have sussed with us. I'm sorry. I missed you.
Jamie Fletcher, I know you're out there being redheaded. We're sorry we couldn't have you in here, too.
They'll be here next week, though. We've got them on the schedule.
Okay.
Fletcher and Kristen. Next episode.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yep.
And then we'll do Jamie. We'll have them all just spread out.
What was the episode with all the gingers on it that had...
Gingerpalooza.
Yeah, it was Gingerpalooza. Who was here for that? It was you, Jamie, Fletcher, and was that just the three of you?
That was it.
See, it needs to be
Me too. Even though my hair is gray now, I'm a ginger, and Justin Peterson, all yep. five of us here.
That'd be
nothing
too much.
But questions relating to like too skin much cancer and soul guys, stealing.
Ginger Palooza 3.
You guys would get gingivitis as soon as you walked into the door.
They would. They'd totally have
to. Oh, gingivitis. Okay.
Gingivitis. Right. Yeah. Right. What do you think I said?
I thought you meant gingivitis.
Ginger.
All right, that does it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You could support the No-No in several ways, the easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. And you could support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show, including our quiz daddies, Adam Volk, who was previously anonymous, a good friend
Thank
of
you,
mine,
Adam.
Who I think got on when I was telling everybody, you know, please listen to episodes so we can try and get to 500,000 before, and it didn't happen. But it got Adam listening. He is a huge, huge fan.
Oh.
If you live in Philadelphia or if you live in Brooklyn, Red Crest Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
absolutely
isn't he
amazing.
Chicken
and
up
if
there?
You live in Brooklyn, Esme is a restaurant that he runs and is very, very amazing.
Thank
please,
you,
please, please. Yes, he is an awesome dude. I've known him for a long time. As well as Tim for Pat's Garden Service. And, of course, Tommy with the Electric Mud playing some shows around here lately. Good to see him.
Yeah.
Our team captains, Rick G., Skyler, Kristen, Fletcher, Dylan, Rachel, Jenny, Lydia, Sean, OG Aaron, David Holbrook, and Gil.
It's Gil.
Thanks to our proverbial light keepers, Lucas, Carly, Sarah, Cooper, Justin, Hank, Luke, Manu, Matthew, Mo, Spencer, Lisa, Ryan, Adam, John Lewis, Nabil, and Ricky F. And thanks to our Rumble Snailskins, Lauren, MJ, Steven, Kenya, all of the people at We Do Stuff, Allison, Paige, Kevin, Sarah, Douglas, Alex, Michael C.,
Michael Crucial,
Michael J.,
Michael Ancient Japanese Capital of Kyoto,
and Michael K.,
Michael Kellogg.
What? You got to go Kyoto for
you
the K.
Kyoto for the K.
No, I went Japanese.
How about Mike Judgmental Mark?
Oh, no.
Commodore Amiga.
God damn.
Commodore is with a C, isn't it?
Mike C. Mike Commodore Amiga.
Kyoto
Protocol.
Oh, gotcha.
If you'd like to write us with, hey, rate my questions, this is give me a death glare now.
No,
you shit on my mic names. You dare shit on my mic nicknames.
I sink low.
It's okay. I like them, Seth.
Thank you.
If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection, nononsensetrivia@gmail.com is the email address, or call us at 1-929-356-6966. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
We have a Facebook group as well that you can join. Facebook and search for the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast to join us there. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite COD podcast service.
Five stars.
Holy
CODcast.
Oh, let me go ahead and try that again. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service.
Five stars only, please.
Until next time. No nonsense listeners.
CODcast.
Have a great week.